Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, and 11 a.m. in the Richmond, California area, February 14, 2019. And it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brothers Oscar and Chris. Hey! We hope everyone's having a grand day and glad to see this day and thanking the Lord for all his benefits. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who says in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you today from the Word of God. Hey, Brother Chris, how are you?
Hey, Brother Oscar, doing fine.
Hey,
another wet day. We like to also extend a happy Valentine's Day, to all of the couple of wonderful people out there in their relationships, and we know that America has set aside this day for those that are truly sweethearts, and we like to. I extend have a wonderful day today, and to all our married couples and those that are engaged are planning to enter into the marriage arena. So it is raining out here in Richmond, California,
no.
Brother Oscar. Yes. It's raining 50 degrees, and it is forecast to rain. It's about 40% chance of rain by noon, and about 8 o'clock tonight, 90% chance. So we're raining out here, and it's snowing in the Sierras, mountain range right now, and It is forecast to rain tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. So
oh, no, Bill.
That's
Prince.
What's going on now. Cloudy and rainy,
it,
my friend.
It is cold. Well, well, I haven't been outside. It's cold here, Brother Chris. It is cold here. And I join you in the wishing of Happy Valentine's Day. But my wife told me when I told her Happy Valentine's Day, she said it's Valentine's Day every day.
That's correct.
Every
especially
day
in the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
My listeners, if it's cold where you are rainy and 50 degrees, won't you go have yourself a hot steaming cup a coffee, a hot steamy cup of hot chocolate, and sit a spell and listen to the sweet voices of Brother Oscar and Brother Chris on Chatting from the Word.
Amen.
You know, we're so, Brother Chris, we're so glad you are back, my brother. How are you? How was your trip?
Yeah, it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time. We, you know, saw a nice show, and we ate, you know, had steak, ribeye steak and potato, and
hey,
and my wife had a nice wedge salad at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and it was wonderful. So we just happy to make it back safely, and, you know, we worshiped and out there in the Las Vegas, Nevada area, actually North Las Vegas. So we was able to connect with some friends that we know from the church and able to share with them the news about the radio show and that, you know, we are recording these broadcasts and offer them to, you know, check us out. Check us out.
That's
see,
right. That's
know.
Right, Brother Chris.
Yeah.
Brother Chris,
yeah.
Praise the Lord. You getting me, you got me hungry now, Brother Chris. that sounds good, man. I think I have me a steak tonight. You got Brother Oscar hungry.
Yeah.
but it sounds like you had a wonderful trip. I am so glad you did. We missed you around here on Chatting from the Word. It wasn't the same.
We made
it through it.
I know. I was talking about the show to my wife, and we were out shopping at the outlet mall out in Vegas. And, you know, it's kind of a combination of her birthday and our anniversary this month. So,
it's
a special thing. And so I took her out shopping. She's happy, and, you know, and so we just had a wonderful time. Just this time, it was good quality time for both of us. And we got a lot of relaxation and just enjoyed the activities, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. We had a great trip, and we look forward to some more.
That's all right, Brother Chris. That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, brother. That's what life is all about, to enjoy it and praise the Lord while you are enjoying life yourself, because it's too short not to enjoy, Brother Chris, if you ask Brother Oscar.
Amen.
So we're going to play our first selection. It's going to be Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Enjoy.
As I keep my eyes upon the
Chris, when your soul is anchored in the Lord, you rooted that. You understand what I'm saying? You got a good anchor that can hold you down in the strong wind, rain, and the snow, and all that that can blow you over. The anchor's going to hold you down, man. Our anchor is Jesus Christ, Brother Chris.
That's right. That's right. Keep us on the road, brother. You know, keep us from sliding black ice and sliding off and wrecking and crashing into an embankment. But when you're grounded and you got Jesus as the one who is navigating your life, He's going to keep you on the right road. If you're just obedient, you're obedient and you follow His instructions, you're going to be successful because you're going to be able to weather the storm properly. And when the road conditions are very hazardous in life, you will be able to overcome.
That's right.
And it will get
I want to remind our listeners, you are listening to Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. And if you want to call, our call-in number is 657-383-0883. You know, listeners, I know you're glad that Brother Chris is back in the saddle here at Chatting from the Word. I know I'm glad. We missed Brother Chris.
I know. I missed just the excitement and being able to. It's a wonderful feeling, man. It's a wonderful experience to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to be able to enjoy these melodious, wonderful a cappella singing and praises to the Lord. It just gets you in that spirit of just really thanking the Lord for every day of your life. And I missed the show. I did. I truly missed the show and being working with you, Brother Oscar.
It's good working with you too, Brother Chris. It's good working with you too, Brother Chris. And we've been doing for all right. We did all right yesterday. I think we had a little technical difficulties yesterday because after I put the show back, we had I don't know if you heard the show. I emailed them to you. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, but. It went all right, I guess. Yes, Anna. But we did all right.
Right.
The Lord seen us through it, and we went good. And my listeners, if you want to listen to the show, you can call 657-383-0883. And if you want to talk with us, you can call the same number. But at the same time, if you don't want to call the number, you can go on the internet, on your laptop, on your iPad, or your phone, and just pull up chattingfromtheword.com/chattingfromtheword, and you can hear us live and in living color. Oh, wow. In living color. But live, you can hear us live. And Chatting from the Word on YouTube, if you watched our last show, we don't know. We had kind of low numbers a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to try to work that out. We hope that the numbers go up. If not, we might have to cancel that show and just, put all our, all our interest here. So we're going to see how that's going to do for this week. And we probably come on next week on YouTube, and I hope not our last week, but we're going to give it a try, and we hope you're listening to us here Chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Brother Oscar and Brother Chris.
Amen.
Brother Chris, have another good lesson for us today. At the time, we're going to bring the lesson. At the end of the program, we're going to talk about do we have scriptural authority for mechanical instruments? This is part, which one to call it, Brother Chris? Part four?
Yeah, this is actually going to be the on the New Testament, under the New Covenant that we have as in the church age, and with Jesus Christ as our head and governor of the body of Christ. So we're going to look at it from a lot of the writings of the Apostle Paul to the various churches and that he'd written his epistles, and we're going to look at a scripture in Revelation and near the close of today's lesson.
Sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good, Brother Chris. That sounds real good. Before we go off into our prayer time, we're going to play another selection. We're going to play, let me see here, Praise and Harmony, Humble Yourselves. Humble Yourselves.
Amen.
And here we and here we. I think I got it, Brother Chris. Here we go.
It's coming.
Enjoy.
Amen.
Humble yourself. You know, we got to humble ourselves. Brother Chris, that's one of the hardest lessons for many people to learn. That's by humility. But if you're going to come to Christ, you must be humble as a little child. As a little
child.
You know, by little children, they will be, they will, you know, they upset each other, and give me 5 more minutes, they back being good friends again. And little children don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They got to still learn life and learn how to,
yeah,
how what life brings about. But a little child, yeah. I see ass with a black child and a white child hugging each other and getting along.
Right.
But why we can't do that, black, blue, and green? Why we can't get along? We have to put up fences and wall holes of adhesion. But there is a wall.
Yeah.
Here, up top, my building wall. Why we always have to have walls? Why we all can't get along? As little children,
right.
That's what humbleness, being humble, is all about, Brother Chris.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, we have to learn to put aside our differences and focus on the things that are important, that because we all serve one another, whether we want to recognize it or not. We're here to serve in whatever capacity we all own our jobs or in our communities. You know, we're serving one another. And so, you know, we have to learn to exercise the practice of humility, because we are here that we may be a blessing in one way or another to other people. And when you're not humble, then it just creates a lot of confusion, a lot of problems in relationships with other people and in religion, and it is just every walk of life. So it is required.
That's right. It very much is required. Amen, Brother Chris. We're gonna go in our prayer time. And you have a prayer request, the number to call is 657-383-0883. Brother Chris, you were saying someone need prayer before we came on the air, talking about Brother.
Yeah.
That name again.
Yeah, well, my brother Artis West, he's a good friend of mine. He had suffered a stroke about 2-3 weeks ago, and he's doing better, but he's not able to, when he talks, it's still scrambled. You know, when you go to stroke, your speech patterns and everything, but he's alert and everything. I think, and he lost a portion of his usage of his right side, like his right arm, he doesn't have the normal movement at his right arm. So let's keep him in prayer, and also let's keep just, you know, our congregations and those that you know in your local congregation, friends and brothers and sisters in Christ that are going. And Sister Lisa Bourgier, she's a member of the Church of Christ, but she attends a congregation in the Las Vegas area. And I had texted her when we were down there, because she's good friends with my wife, and she's having some medical issues with her speech, and she had to go to the hospital, so she wasn't able to get back with us. So I talked with her daughter Whitney, and she says that she's having some health issues right now. So let's keep Whitney's mom Lisa in prayer, and let's just keep all the members of the body of Christ. You know, it's just so many names. It would take up the whole program. I mean, and many other programs.
That,
so we just keep members of the body of Christ in prayer, and those on your prayer list, let's pray for them. Those, you know, friends of your family and loved ones, pray for them, and that God can intervene in their life and help them to overcome whatever health crisis that they have and whatever problems that they may be experiencing at this time.
Thank you, Brother Chris. It was Apostle James who said, confess your faults one to another. Pray
Amen.
One to another that you may be healed. Be effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We got to pray for each other, as Brother Chris said. We got to pray for our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We got to pray for the outside of Christ that they may find Christ and be added to the body. Brother Chris, why don't you lead us in the word of prayer, please?
All right. Let's all bow. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to go on behalf of those that have requested prayer, that need prayer, that need you to intervene in their lives, Father, whatever struggles they may be having, health crisis. We pray a special prayer for Brother Artis West. We pray a special prayer also for Brother DeAndre Ragland, who was in a coma. He's still in the hospital. And we pray, Father, for Brother Robert Hunter, who's the retired minister of the North Las Vegas Church of Christ. He's suffering Alzheimer's. And then his wife, she just had surgery, Sister Hunter. And we pray for her. We pray, Father, for all of us, our families, Brother York, Brother's family, and my wife, the Edwards family, and our children, and other members of the body of Christ that are going through crisis, that are traveling, visiting loved ones that are ill and sick. And we pray, Father, for their safety and their safe travels as well. Bless their families in a wonderful way. We pray for our the President of the United States. We pray for those that are in power. We pray for our elected officials, whether they're senators, governors, local mayors, congressmen. We pray, Father, that they can do, and as they have been elected to serve the public, the communities that they are representing, the states, and that, Father, that we pray also for our religious freedom, Father, that we pray that those things that are legislated would be for the betterment of the goodwill of all Americans, and that, Father, that we can also solve our problems with immigration and other problems in this country, Father, and the race relations that are really strained, and Father, and to deal with racism and in those areas, Father. We also pray, Father, for the job opportunities for those Christians that are in the job force, Father. We pray that doors open for them, Father, that they can pursue careers that will bless their lives and bless their families. And we pray this prayer for all, and those that are incarcerated as well, that have been, Father, that have maybe been wrongly convicted of crimes. Amen. And those, Father, we pray for them, and members of the church that have been, maybe have suffered gun violence or some sort of atrocity in their lives. We pray for those that have lost family members through tragedies as such, and as we know, it's a travesty, Father, to go through these kind of things, but these are realities we deal with in this earthly life, and we pray that you intervene in all members of the body of Christ, and we pray for the goodwill for all men, and that you would have them all to come into the knowledge of the truth. And this is our prayer, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. We hope that you prayed along with Brother Chris, and we hope the prayer that Brother Chris offered to our Father really hit home with you. I know it hit home with me, and we hope it hit home with you, our listeners, also. All right. As you know, if you've been listening to our show for quite some time, you know we need sponsorship. And we've been asking for a sponsorship for quite some time. And I think we're getting close to getting sponsorship, Brother Chris. I think we're getting close to it, which is a good thing. And you all want to sponsor our show individually, you can do that. We ask for much, $1 a month, $2, $10, $20. You'd be surprised the difference a dollar would make if you just sent it. So if you want to support us here, Chatting from the Word, you're welcome to do that. And church, put us in your budget for 2019. And if you are thinking about, you don't know what to send the money to, I am on PayPal. We are on PayPal. Pull up my thing on PayPal. PayPal, put in Austin York 3443, and put whatever amount you want to put in. That be fine. And if you want to make a one-time donation, you're welcome to do that. Any amount will be accepted if you want to support the work, the ministry here. Because we are making a difference. We are making a difference. We're telling others about Jesus Christ, and others have found the Lord listening to Heading from the World. I'm getting good feedback, my friends. So if you want to support us here, you're welcome to do that. And if you want to get in contact with me, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me, and you can email me, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're at my webpage, I do have a bookstore on my webpage. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and also Bridges of Friendship, which sells for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. And you know my motto. You know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
Amen. Well, you can reach me, Brother Chris Edwards, at my email address is C, lowercase C, lowercase E, which represents my name, Chris Edwards, 06915@gmail.com. And you can reach me on Messenger. You can hit me on Messenger, or I have a Facebook page. So you can reach me 24/7. Anytime, and we love to hear from you, and God bless you, and we hope these broadcasts are a blessing to your life and to your friends. All right. Love to hear from
Amen.
You. Get in touch with Brother
Amen,
Oscar and Brother Chris.
Amen. I like that, Brother Chris. I like that. I sure do. I love that. Y'all hear Brother Chris? You can contact us. Now, if you want to talk to us, you can contact us. If you don't talk to us during the program, you can always talk to us after the program, or you can leave a comment right under the show, the program.
That's
always
right.
Have a place to put your comments. If you want to leave a comment for us, we'll be welcome. We will
right.
answer each comment. We will work on it, okay? So you
all right,
can do that.
That sounds great.
We're gonna play another selection, and after this selection, oh brother Chris, I'm turning all the way around because I'm so accustomed to come on at 2 o'clock, not 2:30. And I know it's 3:08 this time. I know it's 11. What time is it over there?
It is 12:08 p.m.
Oh, 12:08.
Right
after 3:08
noon. Yes, just past noon.
So we don't want to run too fast because we got good, 2:30. Came on 2:30, so okay. That put us at. My listeners, I know you don't know what Brother Oscar is talking about. We had difficulties coming on today at 2, and that's why we are airing now at 2:30. So we want to apologize for that, and we're going to try to, on tomorrow, come on at 2. All right?
Yeah.
I want to play another selection before Brother Chris come with the message of today. I am glad I know you. By Committed Acapella Course. We will have it for you. Okay. I'm glad I know you. Here we go. Enjoy.
Amen.
God, please.
That was Committed Acapella Chorus. I love that song, Brother Chris, because...
Hey, man, that's a nice track.
Yes, it is. He definitely gave his life on the cross so that we may have salvation. He brought salvation down, Brother Chris, so that we can enjoy an everlasting life with the Lord, him, and with the Lord, and with the Father. At the end of time, when Christ comes back for his church and for
That's
his
right.
people. Okay?
Brother Amen. All right. Well, it's no doubt that God is a lover of music, and we have all the scriptural references to convey that. And, you know, we ought to sing with conviction. We ought to sing to the Lord with a thanksgiving. Singing and making melody rekindles devout affection within the souls of men and women. Through melody, God is able to convey divine light and warmth into our understanding of the unsearchable riches of Christ. God uses psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs as a means of remembrance upon what God has accomplished for sinful man through Jesus. Today we're going to talk on another segment on the theme, do we have scriptural authority for mechanical instruments? And we're going to look at the New Testament in regards to praise. We know that the verb solo is employed in the New Testament as expressing praise, that the verb solo has primarily a meaning of to sing. The New Testament writers employed the word solo in two sentences. Number one, the Old Testament Psalms, and number two, songs of praise and joy. Jesus was saying that I will praise or solo, the term, Greek term solo, this is the Apostle Paul and his expression. I will praise you among the Gentiles, and I will sing hymns in your name. This is not related to just congregational singing or congregational gathering of the corporate body of believers, but also to the individuals in the everyday walk of life with God. This perception of God's mercy is one of the reasons that Christians sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. This outburst of joy, a symbol or not a symbol, is to praise God for his mercy. Paul and Silas singing in the praise of God's hymns, songs, hymns, and spiritual songs because of his mercy. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, and also Romans chapter 15, verse 8 and 9, when Paul had mentioned, I will sing among the Gentiles, sing praises, and will sing hymns in the name of Christ. Again, we have also the word solo is employed by the Apostle Paul when he wrote his first epistle to the Corinthian church in AD 57 in the first century. Where he says, so what shall we do? I will pray with the Spirit, but I also will pray with my mind. I will sing solo, Greek term solo. I will sing praise with my spirit, and I will also sing solo, sing praise with my mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Be careful then how you live, and be not unwise, but wise in making the most of every opportunity, or making the most of the time that you have, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk on wine or led to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The sing, when it says sing, it is a term called a Greek term in the Greek New Testament, adultes, or to make music. Philontes is in your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything and our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. That's why believers are instructed in the corporate assembly to songs, to hymns, and spiritual songs. Paul encouraged them to sing to make music, not to sing to play music on mechanical instruments, but to make melody in your heart unto the Lord. We also have the both scriptural references that admonish us all as Christians to the church at Ephesus when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church one of his prison epistles, and he says to the church at Ephesus, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you notice he says, sing and make music in your heart, not to make music on a mechanical instrument. Well, the instrument is in your heart. So if we're going to play, if we're going to make melody or with singing, we are making melody in our heart to the Lord. because the covenant is spiritual. It's not physical anymore. It's not carnal, like on tablets of stone, because we are in a spiritual covenant with Christ. We also have another prison epistle by the Apostle Paul, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teach and admonishing one another in all wisdom, teaching and sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart. Notice, in your heart, that's locative, that's location. Where? In your heart, to God. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now we also have a account in Revelation, the court of heaven, as recorded by the Apostle John. When John says that, and when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, which is Christ in heaven. Each one had a harp, and they were holding the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song: ye are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. And this is in Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Notice John reveals more about the magnitude and praise of what Jesus has accomplished through the shedding of his blood. Then I looked, this is John saying, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and living creatures and the elders, and in a loud voice they are saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and the glory and praise. So we want to realize, yes, they were playing instruments in the heavenly courts, but that's in heaven. That is in the circumference of God's throne. And these instruments are not instruments like we have on earth. Yes, they were using mechanical instruments, but it was in the heavenly courts around the throne of God. Now, for us, because we're in the covenant on earth, we sing in our hearts with melody unto the Lord. And if we're playing, we're playing the melody that we're singing, and we are admonishing one another through these psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You cannot admonish another person by playing mechanical instruments, because the words, these melodious songs and the words, are teaching us to be humble, to teaching us to serve and to honor the Lord and to worship the Lord according to the covenant that we have through Jesus Christ, not through playing on a mechanical instrument. And so with that, I'm going to close. And I hope this lesson was a blessing to you. You can do further study on the scriptural references that I have mentioned in this particular segment on this study, which our theme is, do we have scriptural authority for mechanical instruments? So turn it back over to you, my brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris. That was a good lesson. Now, y'all heard it from Chris. You didn't hear it from Brother Oscar. You heard it from Brother Chris. I'm glad you used the Book of Revelation. But another thing we got to understand about the Book of Revelation is written in signs, symbols, and we must recognize if a harp is there, it's probably represent something else instead of harp, because it uses colorful horses. It represents
right. A lot
so
of
we got
metaphors
to recognize when
and
we,
a lot. Right.
That's right. When you study the Book of Revelation, it's in signs and symbols. Talk about the past, the present, and the future. So Revelation is a book that lots of people, they're afraid to study it because they don't understand it, Brother Chris. I don't want to study Revelation, as they say. But Revelation is for us to study. It's there for us to study, not to be afraid. Because it tells us when we get to heaven and who's going to be in heaven and how we're going to be in heaven. So that was a good lesson, Brother Chris. Thank you. We appreciate
you, my brother. I'm glad I'm able to share that.
Thank you, Brother Chris. We appreciate that very much.
Amen.
And if you want to be a part or in the body of Christ, you must hear the word. You must believe it. You must repent. You must confess. And you must be baptized in watery grave of baptism, which connect you to the blood of Jesus Christ. So if you're listening to our program, if you have a desire to be added to the body of Christ, give me a call. Give Brother Chris a call. Or look up your local body of Christ. All right?
Amen. That's right. Sounds great.
Chris, we got a couple more minutes, Brother Chris.
we could just have a little chat talk. But, you know, I enjoyed always being on the program and our listening audience to be able to share with them some teachings that keep us right on point with God's plans, because we're serving the Lord. We don't want to practice will worship, but we want to practice New Testament worship that is pleasing and acceptable to God, because we're trying to make heaven our eternal home. And we want to honor the Lord because he's all worthy of praise, not us.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the program. We thank you for the lesson that Brother Chris taught. We pray that it may, those that listen to it may obey it. And we pray for the listeners. We pray that all will have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And as always, it was good chatting with you today from Teddy from the Word. Brother Chris, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time.
Amen.
Same station.
Same
channel. All right, Brother Chris. Talk with you.
Have a blessed
day,
everyone. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Thank you.